three days.
Well, we begin this day, Daf Chof Hey, and it's a very special day because we celebrate our brand new Cuisinart coffee machine. And we thank Naftali for his wonderful Eitza and funding for this new, improved Daf Yomi. Now we got to see whether it's going to keep Richie up or not. That will be the Kool-Aid acid test. Okay, so today's Daf is Chof Hey, and we are still in the middle of an interesting question. Remember that the Gemara said yesterday that to speak b'lashon exaggerations. You said, I saw ke'ele Mitzrayim. It's all question of whether b'shvu'ah, this is also two girsot we had. But in any event, the Gemara asked why in the world we would even call this exaggeration. How do we know that the guy is not referring to an anthill, a very large anthill, that has 600,000 ants in it? I mean, who's to say that it's necessarily, this is only Mitzrayim, that's what I meant. So the Gemara made an assertion, an interesting assertion, that when you're making a shvua, you cannot make a shvua except on the da'at of the people that are hearing the shvua. We certainly never considered this by Nidorim, because we said before, if a guy defines his neder as a bone, he was referring to a bone, not himself when he said atzmi, he was referring to his dog bone, you know. Or when he was referring to a cherem, he actually meant a fish trap, which is absurd. And yet we accepted it there. Remember that there's something innately different. This is the first time I was stumbling across this. There's something innately different between a neder and a shvua. A shvua is communicative. A neder is not. You don't use a neder to communicate to others. You do use a shvua. When I say I swear about something, I am swearing for you to hear the fact that this is true. You're not swearing to yourself the fact that something is true. When you're making a neder, it's a reference to that which the chefetz is between you and the chefetz. So it's not an or between the person that you're answering and the chefetz. But it has nothing to do with communication. So therefore, when we make a shvuah, the Gemara is asserting that the shvuah is meant to be understood as I, the listener, understand it. You can't assert something to me and they'd say, but I only meant it my way. Why therefore, as to the Gemara, is it necessary in a courtroom to insist that the shvuah means what we say and not what you say, if anyway that's the very meaning of a shvuah? Answers the Gemara that it's because you may actually not have something in mind, you may have physically done something, like the famous cane of Rava, where you hid the money in the cane, we didn't know about it. What you were saying was absolutely true, but it wouldn't have helped that it's absolutely true, because it made no difference to us since we didn't recognize that element of its truth. Therefore, we say, look, what we mean is the way we mean giving money, not giving money by hiding it in a cane and asking you how to hold it. So we were still left with the assertion yesterday that shvuot indeed mean something that is the way its listener understands. And today the Gemara wants once again to question that assertion. We're holding one third of the way down, a couple lines down beneath that. But before we do that, ask the Gemara, Vakati lo avad mishtabeya adaita benafsha. You're trying to tell me that it's not so that when people make a shvuah, that a shvuah is accepted as being on their own da'at? V'atanya, it says in a bright of a chen matzino b'moshe rabbeinu, in exactly the same way that we have the halacha of a court insisting that it's al da'atam, so too when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia at Yisrael b'arvot Moab, and he had them accept the Torah with a shvu'an Allah, Amar lehem, havu yodim shelo al da'atchem ani mashbia etchem, ela al da'ati ve'al da'at hamakom. You should know that this shvua that you're accepting upon yourself is not based on what you're thinking, it's based on what I'm thinking, and on what God is thinking. Shenema v'lo itchem levatchem anochi koret et habrit hazot v'et ha'ala hazot. Now, you'll say that means children to come? No, because it says that asher yeshno po v'et asher eno po ayom. So that's said separately. Therefore, what is the meaning of this? Must be to add that it's al da'ati. Now, what do you think Moshe is trying to say? My Omalo Moshe Li Yisro when he says that. Lav Hochi Kamalo, is he not saying that, look, I know what you guys are thinking. Dilma Avriton Mili, maybe you're going to forget about, not care about what I, just be over on it. Vahamriton, and you'll say, well, of course, when we made that shvua, we naturally meant it to be on the basis of our own understanding. Al da'atenu. Mishum ha'achi amalu al da'ati. So what would they have thought? For instance, lafuke mai. Lav lafuke. That you said we're supposed to worship God. We are worshiping God. It's just that God looks suspiciously like a fish. They say, okay, we hereby dub thee God. So now we're doing everything you said we should do. So you see from there that a person indeed could keep something in mind unless it is specifically so defined in context that it cannot be according to what you're thinking. No, says the Gemara. That's because Avodat Kochavim is actually called a god objectively, not because you decided to call it a god. Dichtiv u'bechol Elohei Mitzrayim, eser shvatim. What do you mean? Why are we calling them gods? We call the gods gods. That has nothing to do with me. So there, Moshe has to determine. Look, let's make it very clear. We're not talking about whatever you think is God, okay? We understand what we're talking about. So then why do you have to say it that way? I mean, why not just, v'lishbata yahon, why doesn't he get them to swear, d'b'kaimaiton mitzvot. Let them swear that they'll keep all the mitzvahs. Mitzvot means mitzvot amelach. Means I'm a law-abiding citizen. Okay, so say kol mitzvot. Kol mitzvot, they'll say, that means tzitzit. Yomam hashkula mitzvot tzitzit. Can I get kol mitzvot shabbat Torah? That's not my mishigas. That's the Gemara. Okay, so let him say, okay, swear you're going to be mekayim the Torah. Ah, the Torah would be mashma Torah. Because I don't have to accept Torah shabbat peh. Okay, so say Torot, for God's sake. So Lishbayet al-Megami Torot? No, Torot would be Mashba, Torat Mincha, Torat Chatat, Torat Hashem, all of those Torot I'll do. So Lishbayet al-Megami Miton, Torot to Mitzvot? No, because then Torot would be Mashba, Torat Mincha, and Mitzvot would be Mashba, Mitzvot HaMelech. Well, how about saying, Kola Torah Kula, what about that? Lishbayet al-Megami Miton, Torah Kula? No, Torah Kula is Avodat Kochavim. The Tanya Chamura Avodat Kochavim Shekola Kofer Ba Kilo Modeh B'Torah Kula. Well, how about if you separately mention Avodat Kochavim Lishbay Aton Dekamakai Metin Avodat Kochavim V'Torah Kula? Or why not say accept upon yourselves Sheish Meot V'Shlosh Yisrei Mitzvot? Well, I mean, at this point it's so complicated, isn't it? Easier to just say what he wants. Moshe Rabbeinu Miotad L'Otricha Nakar. He's obviously trying to say this in the easiest way. But this doesn't mean that you can make some type of arbitrary determination as to what the word means. It has to be accepted that this is the meaning of the word. A God. A God is an Avodas Kochavim, not because I say so, but because that's what is universally recognized as. Okay, now, the next case that we had in the Mishnah, which it turns out is a completely different type of Nidrei Havai, as we said, is Im lo ra'iti nachash kekorat beit habad. Now, our initial thought was that this means a very large nachash. I mean, there's nothing so unusual about a nachash that is as thick as a korat beit habad. Those kind of things are around the low. You're telling me this is so Nidrei Havai that there's no such thing? Ve'ahu chivya, davi b'shnei shvor malka. There was a snake that was so large in the years of Shvor Malka that they fed it 13 barnfuls of Teven. Maybe they're trying to smother it, but it just swallowed the whole thing. So obviously it must have had at least the diameter of the Karat Beit Habad.
The boa constrictor is
tell us about your adventures.
They swallow a kid.
That's right. Yeah, so the Korat Beit Habad is a small snake. So what do you do about this part of the Mishnah? Omar Shmuel, it doesn't mean Kikorat Beit Abad in size. It means Kikorat Beit Abad in Tiruf. Now, it's clear from the Yerushalmi, says the Ran, and the Rush learns the same way, that the meaning of Tiruf is square. He swears he saw a square snake. Or the way the Rush puts it, not rounded, but flat.
Like a basement. Like a basement.
Flat. Flat. The bottom of it is flat. That's how he understands Yerushalmi, obviously, because of the Hemshech Hasuk. So, the other meaning of Taruf, the way the Rishonim take it to mean, is the general sense of Taruf, that it has in it cracks, Bekaim, or the type of markings that make it look Taruf. Says the Gemara, understand, all snakes are Taruf. Kulu nafshi mitruf tarfu. Now, so if you'd say it's square, that's strange. But therefore, the Rosh says square, meaning that the area that runs along the ground is flattened instead of being round, which is true. All Nechashim are made that way. Actually, the Yerushalmi even asks if the problem over here is, it says there's no such thing as square briot. Very interesting assertion.
Square what?
Briot. In other words, that nature does not produce square organisms. And therefore, we're asking over here, Nochash, that's why do you have to say Nochash, that's square? Could have said anything. Could have said, I saw a square bug. I mean, what do you mean? Nochash seems to be, it's very strange, as usual. We take an example of something large, something impressive. I mean, that, if the point is its squareness, what does it have to be impressive for? So the Gemara there answers that Tana always, when it talks about these things, uses an example that's weird. So that this is it's impressive. Like we talk about a flying camel. But if we talk about a flying camel, it could be a flying small organism that doesn't normally fly. But the point is, a flying camel is crazy. So the same thing over here, a square snake. I mean, it really makes an impression on me. So ask the Gemara, but all Nechashim are square, in the sense that the lower part is that slithers on the ground is not rounded, it's squarish, it's flattened. That's the way the Rush understands it. And, or according to our pshat, they all have these strange bika'im in them, or markings on them. Yes, but over here, kulo nachash amitri tarfo, he's talking about agabo taruf kamina. It's square, it has a square back, not just a square bottom. So it's all square. So then, I understand. So why does it say Kikorat Beit Abad? Well, that's silly. I mean, if you're talking about size, you're trying to say, wow, it was Kikorat Beit Abad. You're talking about square. You're talking about crack. What do you need to use Beit Abad? Beit Abad seems to be there for impact. No, it's not for impact. It's actually there to teach us an halacha that is, by the way, milta agavurche kamashvelet, that a Korat Beit Abad has to be gabo taruf. L'may naf gemina, l'mekach umemkar. Since the point of a Korat Beit Abad, if you learn that it's square, it's vadai, meaningful. Because the Korat Beit Abad is used to put pressure up against the ta'in. So the more square it is, the more place it has to exert pressure instead of one point. It's like the old phonograph needle problem that it used to be thousands of pounds per square inch because it would touch only that tiny piece and it would break and so on. So over here you want to put pressure on across an area. It's obviously best that it should be square. If it's bika'im, it's a little bit more difficult. We'd have to be talking about where it's in direct contact. So over there bika'im are useful because they crush. They're better for crushing. But in any event, it comes to tell me that if you sell a guy a Korat Beit Abad and it turns out not to be properly squared or not to be properly nipka, so then it's not a kosher sale, and he could say, this is not a proper Korat Beit Abad. So it's lomar lecha, mocher Korat Beit Abad lecha veiro, igabo taruf, that's a valid sale, v'ilolo. If not, then the guy can return it to you. Okay, so we're left with two different types of nidrei avai. A nidrei avai, which is the lashon of avai that we say, diber hakotu lashon avai, the Torah speaks lashon avai. Such as the case of Arim Gdolotu Butzerot Ada Shamayim. I mean, obviously not Ada Shamayim, but the way that we talk about tall buildings is that they're skyscrapers. So the Torah uses the word skyscraper. That doesn't mean literally skyscraper. Well, it doesn't have no meaning to such a statement. But we also have an impossibility, which is the other type of nidre. But this was the basis of the whole discussion, according to the Ron's Girsa, of Rava and against the opening shot of Abaye, who says that it's talking about only one type when it's referring to Shavuos. Okay, we're ready for the next opening of our dear president. Nidrei Shigagot. So, we've handled Ziruzin, we've handled Havai. What do we mean by Shigagot? Well, Shigagot could be in two possible ways, in Big Chiddush. First of all, a guy forgot that he ate something. And he makes a neder. If I ate that cookie of yours, then all cookies should be usher on me. It turns out that he actually had eaten that cookie of yours. But he forgot. So, nidre shigagot, im achalti, im shatiti. If I drank your beer, veniska, oh, I did. Shakal v'shata. But he didn't think that he had, so he didn't really mean to make the neder. That's called nidre shigagot. But even in the other sense, he says, if I will drink your beer, then I will aser all beer on myself. And he goes ahead now and drinks it, forgetting that he had committed himself. So even though at the time, in that case, at the time that you made the neder, that you really meant the neder, but since the neder is meant to be triggered by an event that you are aware of that is going to trigger the neder, if you don't have that awareness, so it's clear that that neder was not meant. It's like, oh my gosh, I never would have taken this cookie if I had realized that it triggers a neder against all cookies. So either way, Shani Ochel Vashani Shoteh Vishakh Vyakha Vishata. Omar Konim Ishti Nehnet Li Shagan Vayat Kisi Vishiktad Bini. And then Nodasha Lohikau Nodasha Loganva. So over there, that's considered to be Nidre Shigagot. Now remember that we had earlier, on the back on Chaf Beis, we used this case as an example of where we would be matir someone, even if you hold that we're only mizdakik to things that are borrowed, like these, like the cases of the Mishnah. So we said over there, Aliyah b'de Rav Asi, even if you would say, Belohei Yisrael, if it was a netter like this, we would be matir it. Because over there, again, we have two issues, the Shalom Bayis issue and the Tovus issue, but that's because of Elokei Yisrael, not part of the normal dinner of Nidre Shigagot. So don't get that confused with the sugya earlier. We were just making a reference to the type of neder mentioned in this Mishnah. Now, how about a case where Ra'ah Otam Ochlim Te'inim? Now, you're soon going to see why this case is adding a very important piece of information. You're walking along and you see a group of people eating the te'inim on your tree. Now, they're all the way at the edge of your field. Boy, are you upset. And you shout out, Arein Aleichem Korban. Turns out to be your dad and your brother, you know. V'nimtzu Aviv V'achiv. That's also Nidre Shigagot. But how about, now take out the vav over here. This is a new case. How about if your dad and brother were together with a bunch of other people that you really did not want eating your te'inim? So what would be the case over there? Because nimtzu, if that case there were other people there, but your father and brother were there, Beit Shammai omrim, hein mutarim, umi she'imahem asurim. So then we split the neder. We say, the part that wasn't meant, Lagabi, your father and brother, that part isn't chal, but the rest of it is chal. Ubeit Hillel omrim, since it's a neder shutar muktzato utar kulo, this whole thing is a mistake, and elu ve'elu mutarim. So now taking the Mishnah from the top, we said that nidrei shigagot mutarim, tana keshem shenidrei shigagot mutarim, kach shivuot shigagot mutarot. Actually, here the halakha is exactly the same in Shvuah. Echidam Shvuot Shigagot. Now, when we say hechidomi over here, obviously the case of the hechidomi is precisely the same case. I swear I did not eat that cookie. Oh my God, I did eat that cookie. But you thought, yeah, I'm eating the cookie. We don't need to take a new case. However, as the Ron explains, the meaning of ketzad is how far would we take the din of shvua shigoda. So the Gemara, we would even go as far as Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. And we would say, you're going Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, hadein amar shvuata dachi amar rab. Now each one is saying the opposite, right? They come out of the class, which often happens in Daf Yomi, and somebody swears, this is what the Pshat was, and this is what he said. No, he said exactly the opposite, and they both swear. Now in that case, I might think, look, what are you saying? You didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? I mean, you knew somebody very reasonable was saying the opposite. One of you is wrong. How can you both be taking a shvua? So from here we see that the meaning of the shvua is understood as, it's absolutely clear to me that this is what he said. Well, which is true, it's absolutely clear to me that this is what he said. So over here it's not, even though it's interesting that the sugya before is a direct lead-in to this issue. What do you mean when you say it? But of course it's very different. Over there, you recognize that you are assigning a meaning arbitrarily to something. Over here, what you're saying, you absolutely believe is reality. So the shvua is not nogea, some external reality. Indeed, it's nogea, that what it is that you're saying, you absolutely believe in. And that's a perfectly valid shvua, despite the fact that somebody is saying the exact opposite and making the same shvua in the opposite direction. That's also considered to be a shvua shigagos. Ra'atan ochli. Now you see them eating. Now, we have a similar case where you have a neder, let's say somebody asers achila on himself, and it turns out that the days that he asered end up including a yontif, including Shabbos. So now, potchim b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, you can use as a petach, you know what it is to fast on Shabbos and yontif, it's a sin and so on. And what happens if you are So then, if
the inauguration comes,
we got cream. Of course.
Can you say hatova maybe?
I don't know. That's right. But I have no idea. I can measure out the coffee very well. Maybe very strong.
Yes, it does look very strong. We're keeping this on tape for you, Naftali. We're about to drink the first cup of plastic flavored coffee. We didn't run it through first as we
should. Exactly. I was going to say that.
The question is, who dies? It's always the captain who goes down with the ship. We're already starting the mess. No, this is not good. We're going to need the key to the kitchen, obviously.
A little strong?
Yeah, a little strong, but delicious. So now, the question over there is that initially they used to think that Barishonah, Yomrim, Otam Hayamim Mutarim, V'Sha'ar Kol Hayamim Asurim. So the Yom Tov and Shabbat, where they were Matir, the Neder, is okay, but other days are Asur. Ad Shebara V'Akiva V'Limeid, Neder Shutar Miktzato Utar Kulam. Oh, the question is, how does the din of Rabbi Akiva about neder shutar miksato utar kulo relate to our Mishnah and the machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Omar Rabba, let me explain it to you. It's not so simple. To kulei alma kol heichad omar ilu hayiti yodea sh'abe b'nechem hayiti omer kulchem asurim chutz mi abba. Over there, kulam asurim v'aviv butar. Says Rabba, the question over here is whether the neder requires fiddling with, adjustment, to include a clause that would exclude his father, or whether the neder would have been restated if the father was dead. If the neder requires a mere adjustment, then everybody is moda that in that case the neder is not considered to be huta miksata huta kulo. Because what the man is saying is, no, I still would have said you're all usher. I would have thrown in the words other than Abba. which anyway we understand that he didn't mean to Asraba, since he would have made the neder in exactly the same opening words, it's not really essentially a ta'ut in the whole neder, and therefore we can exclude the father from the neder. The machloket was dafka. It's only in a case where he would have said that ilu hayiti yodea, if he says that if I would have known that Abba was there, I wouldn't have wanted to think even for a minute that I was including Abba in the letter. So then I would have said ploni v'ploni asurin v'Abba mutar. But I would never have said kulchem, because then people would have thought I meant Abba. And even for that 1 second, I wouldn't have meant Abba. That's odd. So there, it's indeed a different netter. The netter as it stood is a complete mistake. There you have the question of whether we would say that it's considered to be netter shuta mikzal. So a Beit Shammai doesn't know what the netter shuta mikzal shuta kulo. So it would be nidin only by the Beit Hillel. The Rava Amar, Rava says it's not true. Everybody agrees to the concept of netter shuta mikzal shuta kulo. The kulo yama kol hecha de Amar ilu ayiti yodei ashaba b'nechem. Beit Shammai also agrees to Rabbi Akiva's halacha. This is a neder shutar miktzato, and therefore tzutar kulo. Because as the neder is, both in its language and its intent, it's a mistake. And if it's a mistake, forget about it. So that means the way I'm being matrit relates to every aspect of the neder. The machlokus is the omer. Ilo ayiti yodei ashaba b'nechem. I still would have said it the same way. So why isn't that also a mistake? I'll tell you why. Because as you know, there's a very serious machloket that is essentially a tmura-based machloket about what happens when a person makes a statement that has a contradictory ending. The person says, "Arei ze tmurat olah, tmurat shlamim." Well, which one is it? Is it both a tmurat olah and a tmurat shlamim? Did he change his mind, make it a tmurat shlamim? Is it kuloy et murat olah? That's a big machlokas, Rabbi Meir of Aziz. Rabbi Meir's shita all over is that Adam is nitfas but kilat varav. The main intent of language is my opening. That's your cue. So if that's the case, Beit Shammai is saying, Rabbi Meir holds tfas lashon rishon. He's absolutely correct. Therefore, since in a case where there would be a contradiction, we would completely ignore the second lashon and be tofes only the first lashon. So too, when we're coming to say now a tikkun of the language, if the tikkun wouldn't have affected the lashon rishon, then it's still the same netter that it always was. So the fact that I'm clarifying now that the breadth of the netter, which seemed to include Abba, is not correct, but the netter as it was made stands. Because I don't notice the tikkun at the end. Whereas Beit Hillel sat under Rav Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds big Gemara dam the varav adam nitfas, that we have to look at the closing words as well. So I said Rabbi Asi, meaning Rabbi Yossi. So over there, enochinami, the netter now is completely different than it was originally, because originally it was kuchem, and now it's kuchem chutz mi'aba, and that's what it's dependent on. But the yisod, the fundamental yisod of netter shutam iksasa utakulo, that is still correct. Bein alibet beit shamai. Vain alibet beit hillel. Further clarification follows tomorrow at the next exciting Cuisinart daf yomi.
Tomorrow taking people to Arvas Moab.
To Arvas Moab.
What's Arvas Moab?
Plains of Moab.
Right. So you're taking us on a field trip to daf yomi. We should have been there today. How do we get there? Huh? A bus?
They couldn't get the bus for today. I would have been for today there.
Ah. That was the plan. Okay, so how much room do they have in this bus?
All kinds.
So
we're following Sefer Yeshua.
Okay, so what time do we leave? Has the Gemara Vakate. You're still insisting. Now, my Amalo Moshe Yisrael, Lavochi Kamalu. Dilma Avriton Amile, the Amriton, was Aldatenu the whole time. Mishoma, the Amalo Aldati, Lafuke Mai, Lafuke, the Sikushmala Vadat Kokavim Eloah. Nah, but that kochavim ikri Eloah. Dechtiva b'chol Eloi Mitzrayim. Lishba yaton, dekomet mayaton mitzvot, na mashu mitzvot ha-melech. Okay, lishba yaton, dekomet mayaton kol mitzvot, na mashu mitzvot tzitzit. Yalama, shkula mitzvot tzitzit keneget kol mitzvot shba Torah. Okay, lishba yaton, dekomet mayaton Torah, mashma Torah achat. Alright, lishba yaton, dekomet Torah, no, mashma Torah mincha, Torah chatar, Torah tasham. So how about Lishbay Aton Nebekaimiton Torah to Mitzvot? No, Torah Mashba Torah Mitzvot, Mitzvot Mashba Mitzvot Amelach. Lishbay Aton Nebekaimiton Torah Kula? No, Torah Kula is Mashba Vadat Kochavim. The Tani Chamura Vadat Kochavim. Shekola Kofer Bakilomode Betorah Kula? So Lishbay Aton Nebekaimiton Abadat Kochavim Mitzvot Kula? Inami, Sheish Meot Meshoshesh Mitzvot. אלא מה שרבינו מיותר דלא צריך לנקד. אם לא ראיתי נחש כקורת בית הבד, ולא, והאוכי וידע בפשני שבור מלכה, רומה לקליסה הרבת הדתיבנה ובלעייתון. או משמו בטרוף, כולו נחשי מיטרף טרוף. אגבו טרוף כאמרינה, וליתני טרוף, ביותר גבור חיקה משמלן. כקורת בית הבד, גבו טרוף, לבי נפקמינה, ממקח וממקר. לומר לך, מוכר קורת בית הבד לחברו, איגה בו תרוף, אין, היא לא, לא. This is sure a מילתא אגב ורחר. נדרי שגגות, אם אכלתי, אם שתיתי, נזכר שאכל ושתה, שאני אוכל ושאני שותה, ושכח ואכל ושתה. אמר, קודם אשתי נהנית לי, שגנבה את כיסי, ושקטת בני, ונודע שלא יקטו, ונודע שלא גנבה, ראה אותם אוכלים תנים, ואמר, הרי אין עליכם קורבן. ונמצאו אביב ואחד, היו אמהם אחרים, בית שמאי אומרים, אין מותרים אמהם אסורים, בית הלל אומרים, אלו ואלו מותרים, תנא, כשם שנדרי שגגות מותרים, כך שבועות שגגות מותרות, איך ידעמי שבועות שגגות? כגון, even a case like רבקן הרבאסי, עדיין אמר שבועת הדחי אמרה, ועדיין אמר שבועת הדחי אמרה, כל אחד ואחד, עדיין לנפש, שפר כל משתבר. ראה אותם אוכלים, תנא, אתם פותחים בשבתות ובימים טובים. בראשונה היו אומרים, אותם הימים מותרים ושאר הימים אסורים, עד שבא רבי עקיבא ולימי, נדר שהותר מקצתו ותר כולו. אומר רבא, in our מחלוקת, כולי אומר, כל אחד יאמר, אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם, הייתי אומר, כולכם אסורים חוץ מאבא. For sure it's כולו אסורים, even they tell you would be more, that אביו is mutter and the nedar stands. לא נרקו אלא באומר, אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם הייתי אומר פלוני פלוני אסורים, ואבא מותר, and there they're arguing, בית שבא בית הלל, whether נדר שותו מקצתו ותר כולו. רוב אמר, no, everybody agrees, נדר שותו מקצתו ותר כולו. דכולי אמר, כל אחד באומר, אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם הייתי אומר פלוני פלוני אסורים, אבא מותר. There for sure, כולם מותרים, it's all one נדר. לא נרקו אלא באומר, אילו הייתי יודע שאבא ביניכם הייתי אומר כולכם אסורים חוץ מאבא, and it's because of the machloket b'chamai, I mean Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. B'chamai sabar like Rabbi Meir d'omar tvoos lashon rishon. U'beitilel sabar like Rabbi Yossi. D'omar b'gemar d'varav adam nitfaz.